All right, Jorge Prado, first Supercross, man. I thought you did pretty well. What'd you think? What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I think I did very well, too. Yeah, if you see, like, the all these riders I'm competing with, it's hard. It's hard to beat them, right? If you haven't ridden Supercross in your life, raced Supercross, I felt very uncomfortable today. Because I'm not used to race at night. Like, before the main, my head was saying, go to sleep. So, not racing for 20 minutes wide open. And this is something I need to learn, I need to experience. And for sure, this race helped me a lot for the next two, because I didn't know what to expect. Like, today, when I go to practice, I didn't know how it worked. Like, I saw one guy with a flag, and then I hear everybody go, and I'm like, okay, I should go. So I didn't even know.
Yeah.
And then we start with the gate, and then in the heat race, they go with the board, but then in the main event, they go with a board, but the numbers. So I'm like,
okay.
But then before that, we go on a side lap, but we can make a start. But I see myself starting, and the rest not. So I'm like, it's weird.
Round two will be better.
Yeah, it's everything. It's weird. Also, the track, how it developed. I didn't expect it to be like that. I expected it to be rough, but
it's motocrossy, huh?
I don't know if motocross, but because everything is so tight, right? And
I just mean like braking bumps, ruts, acceleration bumps, choppy stuff, you know?
No, I think like that was good. Okay. Like I didn't feel uncomfortable with the ruts or like with the like little braking bumps and out of in the corners.
Yeah.
It was more the whoops.
Yeah.
The whoops, because they were very small, but they were so rough, it was difficult to go through the whoops.
Okay.
Especially second set, I was struggling a lot. I did try many like wheel tapping and all that, but I've never wheel tap or I've never like jumped the whoops, because at the test track here in California, because the dirt is so hard, we can go through them.
Yep.
Even when they are rough, you can like hit them quite okay.
Yep.
But these ones is like every whoop has another edge. And this is weird, because when I try to jump, their bike does something that I can't expect, because I don't know how it reacts. So it's hard for me to get the full, let's say, good flow around the whole track when I lose so much in two spots.
Yeah.
So I think if I can, let's say, somehow do a bit better in those two spots, I would be way, like, more with the pack. So... yeah, not too bad. Also, starting from 16, and I almost hole shot. I almost lost the rear also in the first corner. That was good.
Welcome to Supercross. It's exciting. Well, hey, thanks for coming, man. It's really cool to see you here. It's a really neat for us, all of us, to watch. So thanks for coming. We'll see you next week.
Yeah, thank you very much. See you next weekend.
All right. Thanks, Jorge. Thank you.